Okay. We're talking about, say, if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you'd say Bob, what, a lot in 1 year?
Growed a lot.
Okay. And you tell him you certainly have?
Growed, I'd say.
Okay. And you say he can come so fast you could almost see him?
Grow.
Okay. And, what would you call a child that's born to a woman that's not married?
Illegitimate.
Okay, any other names?
Well, I think I've heard people say bastard.
Okay.
Well, I think I've heard people say that.
Anything else?
I can't think of anything.
Have you ever heard Woods Cult or Bush Child or anything?
I don't believe so.
Okay. And your brother's son would be your...
Nephew.
Okay. And a child that's lost both parents?
Is an orphan.
Huh?
Orphan.
Okay. And what if he grew up in an institution?
An orphan's home.
Okay. Would you call him orphan house child or any different word like that?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I don't think of anything else myself.
Okay. And a person appointed to look after the orphan would be called his...
Is it foster parents or a guardian?
Okay. And say if you have a lot of cousins and aunts and uncles and everything living in this town, you'd say, this town is full of my...
kinfolks.
Okay. And you say, well, she has the same family name that I do, and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no...
kin.
Okay. And somebody who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before.
Stranger.
Okay. Any other names?
Newcomer.
Okay. What if the person comes from a different country?
Foreigner.
Okay. But do you use that word foreigner? Does a foreigner have to come from another country?
Not necessarily. We sometimes might say foreigner when they're just not from this section.
Okay. And these are some common names. The name of the mother of Jesus.
Oh, Mary.
Okay. And George Washington's wife.
Mary.
Okay.
Martha.
Okay. Or John Mitchell's wife. And a nickname for Helen. Starting with an N. Or did you ever hear of the song? Wait Till the Sun Shines.
Nelly.
Okay.
I didn't realize that was a nickname.
And
Nelly.
A nickname for a boy named William.
Bill.
Okay. Anything else?
Or Billy.
Okay.
Billy.
And the first book of the New Testament.
Or Billy. Matthew.
Okay. And a woman who conducts school is called a...
teacher.
Okay. Any old-fashioned names? You ever hear school marm or school?
Well, I've heard of that on, you know, TV programs or something, just, you know, old programs.
Well, I've heard of that on
TV programs. And this is a family name. It's the name of a barrel maker.
You mean, you don't mean Undertaker or?
No. Have you ever heard of, are you familiar with the last name Cooper or Cooper?
Yeah. We call them Coopers.
Okay. And a married woman by that name would be?
Yeah. We call
Miss Cooper.
Okay. And say a preacher that's not very well trained and doesn't have a regular pulpit, just sort of...
Jack Lee.
Okay. What does that word mean?
Jack.
How do you use it?
Well, usually they're kind of uneducated.
uneducated.
I don't know if you're... Just not a regular preacher, maybe.
Yeah. How else would you use the word? I mean, would you talk
about
Jack Leg Carpenter or
Jack Leg? Yeah, you would. Jack Leg Carpenter more than anything else.
You would.
Jack Leg Preacher and Jack Leg Carpenter is the main things I think of.
Okay.